May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Would everyone please be seated except for the four children who very, very, very generously agreed to help me. This sermon is kind of like a little bit interactive, a little bit different, but somebody mailed me an email and it made my mind start working, and I thought, well, maybe what we all need to do by the time Easter Day really hits is to try to like sit and relax and just feel the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so that's what we're aiming for, and thank you guys for helping. I'll tell each of you what to do, so you don't have to worry. I just have to worry. Okay? All right. So this story is called the story of the four candles. The four candles were burning very, very slowly, very calmly, and the lights were dim, and there was soft music, and the ambiance was just nice and relaxed within the Lord. But the first candle, and Dominic, when I tell you, I know, this is the first candle. That candle represents peace. And the first candle said, I am peace. But the world is full of anger and hurt and frustration and fighting. No one can keep me lit. So the first candle, the flame of peace, went completely out. I am hope. While I am still burning, we can relight all the other candles. For me, the fourth candle is Christ. We know from the lectionary today that there is always peace, but it comes through Jesus Christ. There is always faith, but it comes only through the gift of Jesus Christ. There is love. The entire Lenten and Holy Week and Easter Day is only about love and could only happen through Christ. Christ is our hope. Without Christ, peace, faith, and love are no more. So for me, and I think all of us, today and every day from now on, reflect and remember every morning that we need Christ in our life in order to be patient with ourselves, patient with others, to have faith in ourselves, faith in God, and faith in others, and to have love and to serve God as he deserves and serve and love one another as Jesus Christ served us on the cross on Good Friday and how he raised again for you and I to have our salvation. Praise my God this day. I give myself to God.